Lola is on the line at 308-8867. Hey there, Lola. How you doing today?
Hi, I'm fine. I just was interested in that dog urine thing.
Lola, don't get us going back there.
I can read you more stuff.
Tell us, Lola.
I didn't expect all that extra information.
Neither did we, Lola. That was the problem.
Isn't it amazing how you can go through your entire life? I can tell you're not a real young person, but I bet you have never heard this information on the radio before.
Never.
You don't know how old Lola is.
I didn't say I did. I said she's not a young woman.
Well, what I called about is my bubble
brush. That's how old she is.
Well,
brother.
Just a minute. Let me hear what Lola's talking about.
Yeah,
right?
Go ahead, Lola.
What I'm calling about is my bottle brush.
Oh.
I have it in a pot.
Yeah?
And I've had it almost a year, and I've never had the bottle, you know, the redness.
Yeah.
In the tip.
Yeah.
It's healthy. It looks beautiful, and it keeps.
But it hadn't bloomed.
None of the redness.
Yeah. No bloom.
Am I doing something wrong?
I don't know. They're kind of
unpredictable.
Yeah. Now, I saw this pretty one over at Joe Long's house one time, and I got to asking around why we hadn't. You know, it's spectacular when they bloom. Yeah. And I guess they're drought tolerant and everything else, but that's why we hadn't made those a superstar. Everybody says they're kind of unpredictable.
Yeah, and Linda, we had another listener call and say he had the same characteristics as yours, same situation. And then Linda called, and hers is blooming up a storm and doing fine. So we're not exactly sure why some do so well.
Is hers in the ground?
Yeah, hers are in the ground,
maybe
one that's doing well.
You think I might ought to put mine in the ground then?
Well, I think, how big's your container?
It's quite a bit.
Is it a big one?
Yeah, it's large.
Well, it's
bigger than a whiskey barrel?
No, about half that.
Yeah, it probably would. You probably got a better chance of if it's a little bigger container or in the ground, especially in a... You know, a year like this where we've just had...
Yeah, it was so beautiful when I bought it,
I
hate it when they do that.
I go out every day and look at it, and I say, where is that redness?
How much are you watering it?
About every other day.
Okay. I
don't water it, to make it soggy.
But you need to fertilize it, too.
Yeah,
fertilize it? With Miracle-Gro and stuff like
that?
Yes,
I've done that.
You know, the problem is people are expecting miracles out of that Miracle-Gro.
Yeah, well...
Now, when you water it, the water goes all the way through the container?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Now, on some types of plants, we would say, well, then stress it a little bit. You know, every other day is good watering. But I don't think that's going to be... On that plant in this year, I just don't think that's going to be a factor. I think maybe put it in the ground or get it in a bigger pot or just give it another year and see if we don't have milder temperatures and see if we don't get a better performance out of it next year.
Right. Well, I sure thank you for all this information.
And as Jerry says, a little more fertilizer.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I'll do that.
We'll take a quick break. We've got more of Milberger's Gardening South Texas coming up on